Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another great episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. As you know, we are Two Chef Mission, and we're actually really excited about today's episode because it's something that we haven't done in a while. It's kind of a boiling point for us.
It is definitely a little bit of a boiling point, which means that we're going to be opinionated on it. Though we generally kind of do that anyways. But this one is going to be talking about the differences between a home cook and a culinary professional.
Yeah, and I think we probably want to even go more into that by even saying a social media influencer.
Yeah, that could be. I feel like that's most. I mean, it kind of fits in home chef zone a bit, but there's definitely a difference, and it can get very muddled within like the influence of social media and things like that.
For sure, and especially with all the information that gets put out there, because the internet literally has so much information, good, bad, in between, and sometimes it's really hard to kind of decipher what's good advice and what's worth taking.
It's not even just that; it's the fact that like we see a recipe online.
Yeah.
Or on social medias, wherever, right? And I think it's like you want to, on some level, take it for face value and be like, oh, this is a great recipe, whatever, that kind of thing. But you also, on some level, should do your due diligence and do your homework and research online. Especially if it's something that you, it could be a weirder recipe.
Yeah.
Now, this episode, there's a few reasons why we ended up doing this
episode. This
I almost said,
point.
Like, recipe episode.
Yeah.
This episode.
This episode.
But, one, we happened to watch an episode,
of Chopped.
With influencers, and we also happened to, I happened to see a recipe that really bothered me online.
Yeah.
Now, the recipe that we're talking about is, it was for, like, a spoof on a Dunkaroos dip for cookies, right?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, and, most of the ingredients were pretty normal, you know, it had, like, yogurt and some other things in it. I believe it had like, and it might have had a pudding
mix. Kind of give it that creaminess almost.
But one of the things that it told you to use was a Funfetti cake mix
raw.
So basically you're just mixing all the ingredients together and then it's your dip.
Yeah, that's not good.
And you automatically, well, you don't automatically. We, as culinary professionals, automatically know that it was not a recipe made by a culinary professional.
No, it wasn't.
Because a lot of us think, okay, well, it's just cake mix, right? There's not raw eggs in it. There's not, you know, so that. But the problem is that for you to ingest flour, it needs to be cooked.
Yeah, and that's why we bake it or we cook it
so like in a, like cake
in a sauce or even like pancakes and waffles, they get cooked.
Right. So that's also another reason why they tell you not to eat raw batter.
Yeah.
Because flour can carry, it can carry harmful bacteria that can cause foodborne illnesses. So what really bothered me is that this, it had so many shares, it had so many content, comments, apparently I cannot talk.
So many likes.
So many likes, all these things. And there were so many people who were like, oh, this would be great for my kids. And it's like, as a parent, that's really dangerous to just trust someone at face value of like, oh, this recipe's great.
Yeah.
10/10 wouldn't recommend.
Yeah.
And wouldn't recommend.
And that's really the scariest part about finding these crazy recipes online, because at the end of the day, like I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, it's hard to be able to decipher what is safe and what isn't safe.
Yes.
Unless you have the expertise or unless you're really digging into trying to figure out what is safe and what isn't safe within the realm of food.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just look at something face value, like a Dunkaroos dip, you know, it could be great mm-hmm. if you do it right. But mixing in raw flour
and I think
into it and just pushing it through like that, that's not the way to do it.
It's definitely not. And I think that, you know, like, I feel like we could make up a recipe for it. But at the same time, our main issue is that with the amount of information that is, it's also very unregulated because you can put basically whatever you want out there.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're actually doing some research, you wouldn't know. As well as, like, you also kind of have to look into recipes of, like, okay, well, who's giving this recipe?
Right. It's like, what is their background? What is their expertise? Now, if it's somebody who is in the culinary field, who has years in the industry, mm-hmm. like ourselves or other chefs, where, I mean, you could even look at, like, world-class chefs, that you would trust somebody like Gordon Ramsay or really any of those like celebrity chefs, mm-hmm. you could trust their recipes are going to be safe.
Right.
And are going to be worth mm-hmm. copying and going through.
Right. So when we're talking about, so getting into our culinary professionals versus home cooks, right?
Yep.
Home cooks, basically no regulations. You're cooking in your home. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's just
basically, you have no rules that you have to follow because you're just in your own home.
Right.
But you're also putting out that information to the world.
Yeah, and like my brain basically looks at it as like if you are a home cook and you're sharing this this information out online, like an influencer, basically it's like the Wild Wild West, where it's like it's lawless and there's really nothing to stop you.
And one of the difficult zones with this is that there's a lot of them that also tag chef as their name.
Yes, which, and that is such I can't stand that.
it's also a difficult zone because as
chefs as ourselves,
you have to work for that.
It's title not just of chef is not something that you can just claim and say, just
tag it on your name.
And I'm a chef. I put it on my name online, and that's the reason why I'm a chef.
Mm-hmm.
It takes years of learning and discipline mm-hmm. and understanding what is really going on in the industry of not only food, but everything else that involves food.
Right. And also, like, you're in this constant state of learning.
Constant.
As well as it's not just a quote-unquote hobby.
No, it really isn't. It's like, it's a passion, it's a career, it's something that mm-hmm. you're doing for the longevity of it, and it's not just...
You also have training.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're going to be working in a restaurant or opening your own business or doing things, there's procedures that you have to follow.
Yeah.
With health code, with food safety, all the proper procedures and food handling and all of these things. And you learn that, which is where you also learn, you know, that you don't eat raw flour.
Because there's certain, there's basically certain bodies of government that are there to regulate what is happening within mm-hmm. restaurants and in the food industry itself. FDA is one, and then you have your safety and sanitation organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is run by your county governments. And they have somebody appointed to go through and double check and make sure that these companies, that these restaurants or food-based companies mm-hmm. are following everything to the regulation that they're supposed to be doing so. And following it to make sure that everybody who is going to eat there or who is ever gonna like order takeout or anything from there is going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're put there. It's a safety thing.
Mm-hmm. And I would also note that like it's something that you have to keep up to date with as well as things change or shift. So like the difference is a major difference between a culinary professional
and a home cook
is that there is an extensive amount of training.
Yeah.
And experience behind it. And also following health code.
Yeah.
Because we have to avoid all kinds of things with timing of how things are heated, cooled, held.
Yeah.
As well as you're avoiding cross-contamination. Like, we've seen videos of someone, they touch raw meat, touch their, it's cross-contamination immediately. Yeah. And it's like, well.
Yeah, in fact,
luckily, there was a call out on it. Because the one for the dip, I did not see
anybody calling anybody out.
Anybody noting that. And that was very scary because it was like.
Yeah, because that's, again, that comes down to, like, the dangerous aspect of misinformation that is being spread.
And the thing is that, like, culinary professionals also have a very high knowledge of food and ingredients and skill. Especially, like, now, I also think they would, depending on skill level or how much they've dealt with it, allergies.
Yes.
Which can be another very difficult zone for people to deal with.
That's huge. And now allergies are more prevalent than they have been in the past. You see them all the time. Mm-hmm. Within our own business, we see it constantly. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say that it's a majority of our clientele have allergies, but it's definitely noticed and it's definitely there.
And when you're dealing with that, as well as, like, trying to feed your families and things like that, it's really difficult with all the information on the internet that could be from a professional like ourselves, or it could be from someone who's just playing around in their kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's hard because it's not to say that, like, every home cook is in the wrong or anything like that.
No, absolutely not.
There are ones that do follow procedures and stuff and are trying to, you know, they've learned through their journey in the kitchen and are trying to share that. Ones that are sharing certain bad ideas to do, which we've already covered. If you don't know what you're you have to find the ones that do their due diligence and actually are doing their research.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to make something that's going to be delicious, but you also want to be safe about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, and that's really where this whole topic stems from, is that we want everybody to be able to feel comfortable in their own kitchen and be able to do the things that you see other chefs doing, but we want you to be safe about it. And we want to make sure that everybody who is doing these or who's creating something new in their kitchen, even if it's not something they saw online, that they're being safe.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you, on that side of it, if you're, like, following someone or looking kind of in their backstory and stuff, kind of find out who they are. Do they tell you how they, like, got to this or what they did? Because, I mean, for us, it's kind of two different paths, right? Because as professionals, you could have gone the going to culinary school route or college or things like that, or you could have jumped into the career path and learned through doing in the profession.
I'm very much taking it as a hands-on learning experience.
And with us, you have both of those paths, because I went to culinary school and got my bachelor's and then jumped right into the profession and have been working in culinary since then.
Where I had jumped in from high school and I jumped into local restaurants close to home. And then started expanding into getting more of that national chain restaurant, and then eventually getting even into Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And all the while, I was learning and I was taking in information from anybody and everybody that I could.
Yeah. And places like Disney
are great places to be able to take in information and learn.
Because you take all of your safety and sanitation classes, you know your procedures, they follow heating and cooling and stuff. So, like, all of it is very hands-on in learning that.
Yeah.
So if you don't learn it in some of your smaller places where they have more of management doing it,
or that's where, just like, they don't, let's say it's a brand new restaurant and they don't have it entirely, you know, all the kinks aren't entirely worked out, and they might overstep or oversee something that they just are like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's something I should have looked at, but I just didn't. It was whatever, and now it's swept under the rug. At Disney, it's not like that. They take everything seriously.
Yeah. So, like, with, so with that said, that's one of the big reasons why this is, it very much is a boiling point topic for us, because as culinary professionals, as chefs, we don't like how confusing it can be for you. And that's where we have tried to be able to offer recipes or meal planning tips or cooking tips and stuff that follow proper procedures and are safe for you to do.
Because at the end of the day, everybody loves food. Everybody's got to eat food. And to be able to have an amazing experience around the table with something that you created. And, you know, at the end of the day, food is really kind of like the ultimate expression of love for somebody else or for any of your friends or whoever is there sharing it with you, because you spend the time, the energy, and it's such just an involved process. And that's what I love about cooking, because it's a way to be able to show others that you love them. A little tangenty, but...
Little tangenty. This whole recipe. Oh my gosh.
Repisode.
This repisode. I know. The pregnancy brain of talking. Like, I can't even tell you how many times today I lost my brain. So, with all that said, we as Two Chef Mission are here to help you. That is what our biggest, I would say, thing is. One, we want you to get to spend time together around the table enjoying meals, but we also want you to do it safely, and we want to be here for you guys as a resource, whether it's asking questions about, you know, if you find this recipe, you know, hey, check out this recipe, what do you think? Right. We've also seen some interesting ones that we want to possibly do. What is it called?
It's like blind reacts. Yeah.
Reacts.
Yeah, we definitely want to do some blind reacts to those.
You know, and also kind of maybe doing a play on, like, okay, how would we actually make this recipe work? But we also, if you have questions about allergies, if you have questions about ingredients and things like that, we would love to be able to be a resource to you to help out.
Yeah.
Because it's what we love.
You can always reach out to us through email, through our Facebook, both from our Two Chef Mission. Our email is twochefmission@gmail.com. And if you want to reach out to us on any of our social channels, you can find us at Two Chef Mission.
Yeah, basically, you can find us kind of everywhere. So
Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. We're kind of everywhere now. But if you enjoyed this episode and you are wanting to be able to see more or hear more, make sure that, you know, you guys just leave a like and a comment, or, you know, subscribe to it, so that way we can continue to just put out more content like this. And I know we love doing it, because we love being able to give back to those of you who are here supporting us. But until the next one, let's keep it 100% fresh. Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.